Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Following last year's amazing turnout, the Black Effect Podcast Network and Nissan are giving 50 HBCU STEAM scholars the opportunity to have an all-expenses-paid trip to Nissan's second Thrill of Possibility Summit. This is a remarkable opportunity to be mentored by auto, tech, and podcasting's brightest minds. NCANT's Marcus Scott Jr., who attended the first summit, had this to say. A life-changing, impactful experience that I've never had in my life. Enter now to be a part of this incredible weekend. For more information, visit blackeffect.com/Nissan.
Hi, I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Health Discovered podcast, where we bring you fascinating stories and unique perspectives, like our recent episode where we break down the myths to uncover the facts of type 1 diabetes.
A lot of people, very well-meaning people who cared about me, just thought that it was caused by diet or can be cured by diet and exercise. Especially right after I was diagnosed, people saying, what was it that you ate? Or are you going to have to change your diet to get rid of this? There's still a lot of, you know, people see me pick up some kind of dessert and they're like, oh, should you really be eating that? Or thinking, you know, if they give sugar-free things to people, that that's helpful.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories. And it's Christmas season, so we're telling Christmas stories. In 1975, the Christmas Store was founded and has been giving out presents to those in need ever since. Jonathan Maddox of the Oxford Ole Miss Rotary Club is co-chairman of the Christmas Store, and he's here to share this beautiful annual event that happens right here in our small, beautiful town of Oxford, Mississippi, about an hour south of Memphis. Here's Jonathan.
The Christmas Store is a community-based volunteer organization that gives toys to children in our community who otherwise might not have anything for Christmas. In 2007, when the Rotary Club of Oxford Ole Miss was forming and looking for a signature project, the Christmas Store seemed like a good place for us to plug in and volunteer. I joined the Rotary Club because I wanted to be able to make a difference. And so when this project was brought to the club's attention, everyone really thought this was a great chance for us to really give back to those in our community. Little did we know at the time that we would be taking over the Christmas Store. And for the past 14 years, we have been the stewards of this annual event. For years before our involvement in the Christmas Store, people would shop throughout the year and just amass a big pile of toys, and it truly was a store. And families were invited to come in and select a couple of toys for each of their children. When we became involved in the store, it became apparent that there was always that certain toy that they could never have enough of. It would be the one that they would set out, and everyone would want to grab that one first, and anyone who came later maybe didn't have the opportunity to get that thing for that year. So we said, why not just buy the toys that the people want in the first place. And that led to a whole new way of handling the Christmas Store. We put out an application around the beginning of October where we actually provide a wish list and asked families to choose a couple of gifts from that list. And we go out and actually purchase the things that are on their list. So they know they really are getting the things that their children want. So when we started to kind of think through how we would go about purchasing specific gifts for specific children. In some years when we have as many as 800 children on the list, it was a pretty daunting task. So although the Rotary Club is the stewards of the event, it really is the community who makes it happen. We have, in most years, 75 to 100 volunteers who participate throughout the entire planning season, shopping, helping families navigate through our event, wrap presents, hand out books, and other ways to make that day special. It's quite a huge undertaking and a huge volume of toys to manage. Preparations begin in September. And so it is amazing how many people are a part of making this happen. I see parents who bring their children out shopping and navigating through the aisle and trying to find the certain thing, and children really getting involved and trying to pick out what they think would be the best choice between the dolls or the puzzles or whatever, and really actively engaging and wanting to make sure that somebody else gets a great gift is fun to be able to experience. I have a 13-year-old son, and we've been doing this for 14 years. So he's never known Christmas where his dad wasn't doing the Christmas store in those months leading up to that. And it really is an opportunity to families work together, for parents to bring their children along and really show them the importance of helping others and the importance of giving. That the Christmas season isn't always about what you want to put on your Christmas wish list, but how you can help other people. The energy on our distribution day is so high. We typically have music playing in the background, and there's lots of laughing and carrying on. Volunteers are all lined up and often wearing elf hats and other costumes and things like that to sort of make the day a lot of fun. And the families that come through really bring a lot of energy with them. There's such appreciation and such gratitude. It really does just amp up the feeling that everyone has. There is something about the Christmas season that brings out that true want to help other people. And it's amazing how many people are willing to give their time. There are people who reach out to us early in the fall and say, "When is it time to sign up for the Christmas store? Because I want to be involved with that project again this year." Those people come back to us every year, and we see that list of our faithful participants grow and grow. Because this event has been around for so long, I think it really does have a special place in the community. I meet people all the time who say, "When I was younger, you know, my grandmother was a part of the Christmas store, and it was one of her favorite things to do every year. And I am so excited that now I'm able to be a part of it." We've even had people who have been participants in the Christmas store before ask how they can become a volunteer in the next year because they want to pay it forward and help other families the same way. One year, kind of midway through the store, a gentleman walks through the door, and he says to the people who are at the front counter, "Who's in charge here?" So I saw what was going on. I scurried over to the table, and I said, "That's me. How can I help you?" He said, "Well, I need to talk to you when this is over." So I hooked him up with the volunteers who helped him find the toys that had been selected for his family and the other things that were available, and waited for him at the end. And when we got to the end, he pulled me out into the hallway. And I was really expecting that he was about to just give me some kind of complaint about the process or about how he had been treated. And instead, he teared up and said that he didn't know what he was going to do and how important this was for him and how meaningful it was going to be to his children. For so many people who come through the line and gather the toys, it in some ways, can be a very humbling experience. But for most of them, there is such gratitude and such well-wishing for us. It's such a mutual experience of gratitude and appreciation and really love just being a part of a community together. I think a lot of people are looking for a way that they can do something meaningful and they want to help someone else, but they don't always know how to do it. And so being able to coordinate this program every year and give that opportunity is, for me, one of the most rewarding parts about it, because there's no better way to start your Christmas season than helping someone else.
And a great job on the storytelling and production by Madison. And a special thanks to Jonathan Maddox of the Oxford Ole Miss Rotary Club. This is just another example of the generosity of the people of this great country. And that's what we do here on this show. America is the star of the show. In this Christmas season, celebrating the generosity of the American people here on Our American Stories. Folks, if you love the great American stories we tell and love America like we do, we're asking you to become a part of the Our American Stories family. If you agree that America is a good and great country, please make a donation. A monthly gift of $17.76 is fast becoming a favorite option for supporters. Go to OurAmericanStories.com now and go to the donate button and help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
At Ford, we pride ourselves on building strong, capable vehicles. But we're only as strong as the people who drive them. People like you, who don't just see an F-150, but see what they can build with it. Because built Ford proud, it's a pact between us, our drivers, and what we can do together. Built Ford proud.
Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Congratulations to the Walt Disney Studios technology team. First place award winner for innovation in employee enablement at the 2023 Unconventional Awards presented by T-Mobile for Business. Disney's Studio Lab and production technology teams are constantly searching for innovative ways to help studio creatives solve production challenges through dynamic collaboration. By discovering and leveraging T-Mobile's 5G solutions, the Walt Disney Studios technology teams streamline production and collaboration in real time, avoiding costly delays and enabling creativity. T-Mobile for Business congratulates the teams for their innovation and unconventional thinking.